I was just thinking about this offseason and the team needs. Just think about it. Going into the offseason, we needed to settle the quarterback situation. Done. We could have used an upgrade at the three technique. Done. Needed to re-sign core players. Hendricks done. Hunter done. Diggs done today. Bar still open, coming soon. We needed to draft well. We addressed the need for depth at cornerback position. Done. Did we improve the line? That's still open. Linebacker depth? Another question mark. But not bad overall. And hopefully, that new kicker we got won't give us heart palpitations every time he comes out to kick. How are we this week? Today is Tuesday morning, recording again after some fantastic news.
Meow, meow.
Drew, what do you think of the news?
Meow, meow. I think it's fantastic. Good news to wake up to this morning with Diggsy.
For those that don't know, and I'm assuming most of you will, especially by the time you see this, Stefon Diggs has agreed to a 5-year extension with the Minnesota Vikings.
Bam!
It's sweet. It's $72 million up to, with incentives, $81 million over 5 years. That does not include the 2018 season. So we have him now locked up for 6 years. Yes.
That's a better deal than you got to do this show.
That's right. Exactly. And with that, with the 6 years, he will be 30 when his contract expires. That still is amazing in how young he is and how much he still has in front of him. I mean, we're talking still going into his prime. And this just, it rocks. It just absolutely rocks.
Did you even see that coming? I mean, the guy's coming out of Maryland when you seen that in the draft. I mean, I didn't even have him up on my top of my board anywhere. It's amazing.
Well, and especially Dr. Eric Eager put out a tweet today saying how amazing it actually is that the two best receivers on the Minnesota Vikings, starting receivers, basically top 10, and one of the best duos in the league, is an undrafted rookie, right, that made it as a walk-on, and a fifth-round draft choice have become just studs.
Right, right.
Absolute
that is
studs.
You know, you see guys like Julio Jones that come into the league, but, you know, he was a beast in college. You know, Calvin Johnson, those guys really – Larry Fitzgerald at Pittsburgh. You've seen it all coming, you know, with those guys who are going to be really good. But it is amazing. Look at the talent we have. I mean, what was he, a fifth-round pick and then an undrafted guy?
Right. Exactly. Wow. Now, then you ask, well, if that's the case, why can't Spielman draft good receivers higher in the draft? But we'll get on to Treadwell.
And the guys we take higher. Tree stump.
Yeah. Here in just a bit. But with the Vikings locking up Stefon Diggs, do you realize that secures 12 of the present 22 starters through the 2020 season?
12! Look at that.
Exactly.
Up the value of my painting, too.
It sure did. Lift it up a little bit so the people can see who's in it.
I can't see it. Where am I? Am I right? Am I good here?
Now you're right. Now you're focused on his head. If you lift it up, there you go.
There you go, Stefon Diggs. It's the original painting I got from that fine artist, that fine chick. I forgot her name.
And yes, she's a fine artist, as in that is painted. And It's an outstanding print.
There it is. 12 out of 22. We mean business, David. We're not messing around in this organization. We want championships. And we want one after another. We're not going to settle for one and done. We're no fly-by-night organization.
No, we are very much looking like we are building for the long term, mostly by rewarding from within, developing from within, draft choices, and then, you know, the occasional where needed upgrade at free agency. And it is a recipe for success and long-term success.
Are we going to get Barr done before kickoff or not?
It's possible. It's possible. But we'll see.
What do you think?
It all depends. Enough. I think Brzezinski can work his magic, and yes, we can get it done. Now, it depends on Barr's side of the house, whether they're willing to and what money they're wanting to settle on. Right. We've seen in the last couple of days film coming out of training camp where they're working with him against offensive linemen.
Sure.
They put him down with the defensive line during defensive line drills, pass rushing drills, to work on how he connects or how he deals with the bigger linemen who know how to deal with him. And that's been sort of when he first came into the league, he was an unknown quality and he got his rushes off the edge and up in the double A gap, obviously. And teams sort of figured out how to block him. Rather than sticking a back on him, they would purposely scheme that if he came on a rush, the offensive line would release, the back would pick up whoever the offensive line guy had, and the offensive line would engage him. And that defeated him because he's not used to picking up, or he's not used to how to battle an offensive lineman that, you know, jabs him in the chest or grabs him or does that stuff. He's learning now and he's getting tips. He's getting tips from Everson Griffin. He's getting tips from B-Rob, who Andre Patterson had some great things to say. And Andre Patterson quoted him, quoting Andre Patterson said, he is making a great coach. He trusts him on the field with coaching these guys. That, to me, is insight for B-Rob and what he may be doing next after he finally hangs up his cleats.
We're looking to have him in more of a Terrell Suggs in Baltimore role.
Yes, where he puts his hand in the dirt on the outside.
I mean, if he could be half as good as that guy.
Oh, yeah. And then you mix that up with a double-A gap up the middle and rotating of the defenders on who's rushing. You'll have Daniil. You'll have Everson maybe moves to the three tech, right? And Richardson to the one or wherever, however they want to work. And we've got a heck of a pass rush. And we've got already an outstanding game against the run. Our front four is the best per PFF, who we have, love and hate, is the best against the run. And if you're, especially on first down, and if you're good on first down, that opens up pass rushing. So one leads to another.
If you're good on first down, you're half the battle's right there. I mean, we got to.
Exactly. So
it's a down to win, that's for sure.
So it should
be. Let's lock him up. Get him locked up, dude. Let's lock up.
Well, that's up to Brez, and that's the only one left, right? Unless they want to go for Waynes, which I think is not going to be the case.
Contracts get done from you go for the guys who are easily signed. I mean, the guys that want a deal are the guys that get signed first. That's why, you know, I asked you a couple of weeks ago, why was that deal done before the other ones? You sign the guys who want to sign.
Right. Those Kendricks and Hunter this season were the first kind of off the board. Yep.
Barr would be the toughest of all of them. So let's see. We'll see.
But it's wonderful news. We've got him locked up. We got the two best tandem receivers probably in the league, if not top three tandem. It's got to give everybody just goosebumps thinking about what this offense can do.
This organization isn't sitting on their hands. They're showing that they want to win a Super Bowl.
I think is fantastic. It's the first time since the days of Bud Grant that we've built in the long term. And as our buddy Ted Glover said, since those days, they didn't have the salary cap back then. So they could keep that high quality team together for over a decade in the 60s and the 70s.
Right.
We have the salary cap now. So that's going to make that more difficult. But it looks like we're keeping this high quality team together at least for 5 years. And hopefully more like the Patriots, and where we do it at least a decade.
Same
head coach, same quality, we expect to make the playoffs every single year now, and we should be in the conversation for Super Bowl every year. So
yeah, we got everything all set up, but then a little asterisk next to it is we are Viking fans, so we sit back and just go, what in the hell is going to happen next?
Yeah. What injury bug's going to hit? You know, what plane crash, God forbid? You know, something.
We hold a little bit of reserve in us, but I am this as excited as I've been going into the seasons in the mid-70s where I knew we were going to be good. I knew it.
Yep.
I'm pretty fired up.
Speaking of good, this weekend, we celebrate the very best. The GOAT. Randy Moss, the Vikings Randy Moss, going in as a Viking, gets inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Congrats, freak. Yes. What great news that is, huh?
He changed the game, literally. Changed the game. How it is played. Unbelievable.
Hey, what's your favorite Moss touchdown of all time?
Well, I just love so many times he's running downfield, not even looking back. The hand does this for just a minute or just a second, just comes up. He doesn't even look back to see if the quarterback saw it. It's just whoop, whoop. And then he turns his head at the last second and ball there. Now, favorite touchdown? You got to love the one where he catches the ball, flips over the head to Mo Williams. But there are so many. And the up in Green Bay, when he caught that ball and then went to do the despicable act, that was just classic.
Not despicable. Absolutely. Only despicable in Joe Buck's eyes. He doesn't speak for me. Shut up. Joe Buck could shut up. Shut up, Joe.
Well, that cemented my hate for Joe Buck as a football announcer from there on out. That did it. And from there on, I can't stand him. He and Troy Aikman, I mean, technically they're good sound-wise. I just can't stand listening to him.
My favorite Moss touchdown, and it from the day it happened until I almost knew when I saw it, it was going to be my favorite of all time. The sideline touchdown against the Cowboys on Thanksgiving when he caught the short little square out and then took off on the sideline. Two Dallas defenders had the total angle on him, and I've seen it over 1,000 times, and I don't understand how they didn't get him. But the speed that he showed on that play, that was my favorite. That will always stand. People know what I'm talking about. It's when you watch it, you think, how the hell can they not get him? Because the angle looks so – it was incredible that he ran by them both. I mean, to this day, I'll never get sick of seeing it. That was my favorite Moss touchdown.
That was like in a drag race or street race where the guys, running side by side, they're going to catch, and then the one driver reaches down, hits the valve, and adds the nitrous, right?
Now, that was
Randy Moss. And just went, boosh, that extra gear was gone.
The locker room, they asked Dennis Green after that game, what do you think of that Moss touchdown when he ran up the sidelines? And he said, all he said was, you know what? That's what a 4.3 40 looks like. What an answer, huh?
Oh, yes. That was fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
That's my favorite one of all time. And then the antics in TTFW Stadium, that's – of course, that'll be my favorite moment, but my favorite touchdown had to be Moss streaking up the sidelines against the Cowboys, dude. Those guys thought they had him, and he just ran by him. It was incredible. Well, good for him. He deserves a gold jacket. I'm so happy for him. It's awesome, man.
Well, and I think it's great, and I think I want to give kudos to the Wilfs, right? They have inspired and embraced bringing the Vikings back, the Vikings of old back, as a team, right, as an effort. This is family, right? And Randy Moss is part of that. Obviously, he went up in the Ring of Honor last year. But Randy Moss is part of that. And how that pays dividends now, we watched earlier in the week when Stefon Diggs was asked about, has he talked to Randy Moss? And he said, yes. Randy has given him tips on, you might want to try this, you might want to try that, you might want to see this this way, or in this case, do this, do that, right? And he's like, wow, right? And this is both him and Adam Thielen. And you just got to love it. It's absolutely fantastic. And without the Wilfs being our owners, I don't think this would have happened. I don't think the setting of, you know, keeping Brzezinski, the hiring of Mike Zimmer, all this culture build would not have happened. And I think this is going to be the ingredient, the turning point that leads to long-term success.
Something else you can't leave out is, look at this new training facility. And that's all done on them. That's their deal, right? I mean, financially?
Yep. It's all done on the ownership group, which is mainly them.
If you look at that in itself, there's an ownership group that wants to win, and they want to provide, like, you know, the whole thing in general, they brought it all back, and you're right. You're absolutely right. And I'm happy about that because, you know, after chasing this thing for what, 50 years, I feel like I'm part of a family and I'm owed a ring. Where's my ring?
Well, where is it? Even inside the training facility, not just the new museum, which we're seeing bits and pieces coming out over Twitter and over social media, is fantastic. But inside the building itself, they have whole areas of these legends, Vikings legends, you know, pictures right. and sayings and stuff on the great. They're incorporating it. And
meow, meow!
And it's nothing like tradition. And it's nothing
meow, meow's gonna be
more to inspire. And as I think it was Adam Thielen this week, when asked about missing Mankato, because we all sort of miss Mankato. It's going off to camp, right? The college town, you know, the pizza down the road, the beers at the, you know, local taverns and such. He misses right. it. But he says, one of the things that this facility has better than anything else is the ability to go in there and have the top line equipment available to make your body healthy and recover faster than any time before. That has to be a huge advantage. Has to be.
I would have to agree with you. That's that is big. We're doing it the right way. And I, you know, we just got to get on a run and keep it steady. Keep the coaching staff consistent, keep everybody together. And, you know, and then the bottom line is you got to get out and win these games though. So we'll see what happens.
Well, I'm excited. One last bit before we call this show a go.
Show a go. What do you got?
Another news front, GMG would like to welcome its first sponsor, Tailgate Master, home of some outstanding homemade spices. You'll hear me and Drew talk about it in the near future on other shows, but believe me, this stuff rocks. And with tailgating season and cooking season coming upon us, add this and you will not be disappointed. Tailgate Master.
Lock it up.
Lock it up, baby. And for the rest of the week, we'll see you in the group. We'll see you online. See you in Twitter. What do you say, Drew?
Meow, meow, Viking cow. I love my princess.
Go, everybody. Go, Vikings.